Hi there, and welcome to session 12 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Maya from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we'll look at ways to use chickens in your garden. And while this seems like an odd time to talk about it, it is December after all, now is the time to implement these ideas. Whether you currently own chickens or not, you'll love this episode because you'll learn about how chickens can contribute to your homestead beyond just the usual eggs and meat. If you don't own chickens but need to convince a family member why chickens are advantageous, there's a lot in this episode for you. If you own chickens but just use them for eggs and meat, you'll learn a third way chickens can earn their keep, so to speak, especially in the winter when they stop laying. So stay with me. Now, before we get started, I just want to briefly mention a company that I love, and that's Thrive Market. So why do I love them so much? Well, first off, if you don't know what Thrive Market is, it's an online organic supermarket, and it's a little bit like Costco meets your favorite farmer's market. I personally buy a lot of the products I can't make myself from Thrive Market, and I'm talking about products like coconut oil, chia seeds, and raw honey, products that we use every day at home to lead healthier lives. Thrive is a membership site, and the products are anywhere from 15% to 20% cheaper than I found elsewhere. So when it comes to your chickens, having raw organic items on hand, such as honey, becomes extremely important in traumatic injury cases if you use honey as a natural antibacterial to reduce the possibility of infection, and I personally source all of my raw organic honey from Thrive. I value my Thrive Market membership and love that it's a company with a conscience. As a green company committed to sustainable practices, all their products are ethically sourced, and I feel confident buying from them that I'm doing the best that I can for our environment. Another thing I love about Thrive Market is that for every membership they sell to someone like you or me, they give a membership to a family in need. So it really is shopping for products that you'll use anyway, but in a way that benefits other people too. You can join Thrive at thefrugalchicken.com/thrive, and that is an affiliate link, so thank you if you do decide to use it, and I'll put that link in the show notes. So let's get into why we're here, which is to talk about seven ways that you can use chickens in your garden. The first thing you'll notice is that I'm talking about gardening when it's December. While this might seem a bit peculiar, the truth is that a lot of what we'll discuss today are things that you should be doing now to prepare your garden for the spring. On this list of ways to use chickens in your garden are things that you can do in every season. And the best part is that your chickens will have another way to earn their keep, as we discussed. If you have chickens that are older and don't lay much, but you don't want to get rid of them, then giving them a new job is the way to go. So the first way that you can use chickens in your garden is as tillers. Chickens have long claws, as I'm sure you know, which they obviously use to dig up goodies in the dirt. We can use these claws to our advantage by using them to till up the garden at the end of the season. So let's say you planted lettuce as a fall crop. Why not let your flock feast on the leftovers as a treat? And while they're digging in the garden, they will till the leftover vegetation into the ground where it can compost. On a cooler winter day, when there's not much for them to forage for, this can be a really exciting treat for them while being a huge advantage to you. Now, I can speak from experience that chickens left on a patch of grass will eat every last blade if given the opportunity. So whether you're going to have an existing garden tilled or you want to use your chickens to establish a new garden, you're in luck. Whenever we've had to create a new garden bed, we first sent our chickens into the area to let them eat whatever vegetation and weeds that they can. It reduces our workload. In the end, you'll be left with a garden full of loose soil. So the next way that you can use chickens in your garden is a little indirect, but it's still very important. The eggshells that they produce are so good for your garden because, let's face it, the eggshells are about 98% calcium. So one option is to put the shells in your garden and allow them to compost over the winter. You can use this idea in tandem with our first idea and allow your chickens to incorporate the eggshells into your garden with their scratching. Your chickens might eat the eggshells, but they're unlikely to eat all of them and the remainder will enhance your garden. Now, if it's spring in your area, you can still use eggshells in your garden. Eggshells are naturally rough and will deter slugs and snails, and are a great organic way to keep the pests away. Tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants thrive when you add calcium to your soil, so include them in your garden to give a boost to your crops. and this works regardless of the season. The calcium in eggshells also raises the pH of your soil, so if your soil needs its pH altered, this is a good option. Now, another idea for eggshells is that you can grow seedlings in them. Now, when the plant is big enough to transplant outside, you place the shell in the dirt along with the plant, and the seedling gets extra calcium. This idea is better for the spring, obviously. Now, the third idea we'll talk about is manure. So, as you probably know, chicken poop is one of the most sought-after fertilizers out there. And I can attest to this because the farmers around us spray their fields with the stuff to fertilize them. And yeah, it's pretty rank. But that tells you how good the chicken poop is, and it's particularly high in nitrogen. You can save a ton of money this way, since organic fertilizers are not exactly cheap, right? And it's another nice green way to help your garden and close the organic circle, so to speak. So the thing about chicken poop is that there's a small potential for pathogens that hide in chicken guts. These are pathogens like E. coli, Salmonella, and others. So that's one reason why we're talking about all these ideas about how to use chickens in your garden now when it's winter, it's December. You can put the chicken poop in your garden now, and over the winter, the cold temperatures and the freezes will kill off those pathogens. And the recommended length of time in order to properly kill off all the pathogens is about 3 months in extreme weather. Now, as an aside, this is another good reason to feed your chickens fermented feed. Studies show that fermented feed decreases the amount of harmful pathogens in a chicken's digestive system and helps increase the beneficial bacteria such as lactobacillus. In my course, Feeding Your Hens Right, which is feedingyourhensright.com, and I'll put that link in the show notes, we cover how to make fermented feed. So if you want to use chicken manure in your garden, but don't want to go through the hassle of gathering it, then a chicken tractor is a great idea. It'll also keep predators away from your chickens, and as they peck and scratch through your garden, they'll drop manure, which you can then let them compost over the winter. Now, if you live in an area that doesn't get freezing weather, such as the South, Alabama, Florida, etc., then composting the manure is another good idea. The heat in the compost pile will kill off the pathogens as well as the freezing weather. Bacteria don't like extremes such as high heat, like in a compost pile, or freezing weather, like in winter. Now, if you want to use a chicken tractor in your garden, to ensure that the manure goes where it should, I have an article on the blog which shows you how to build a chicken tractor out of reclaimed wood. You can find that article at thefrugalchicken.com/tractor, and I'll put that link in the show notes. So, regarding the manure, another option is to create a compost tea with your chicken's manure. To do this, place some of the manure in water and allow it to soak for a few hours before spreading it on your plants. It's a great way to put some nutrients into your plants without placing the manure directly into your garden. But the bottom line is, if you want to use your chicken manure in the garden, it's a great way to give your garden a nutrient boost and use your chickens in your garden. Now, the fourth way that you can use chickens in your garden is to let them clean up the plants and vegetation at the end of the season. We talked about this a little bit, and it's a great way to give your chickens some excitement and a treat while reducing the amount of work that you have to do. I have some friends who do this, and because of space limitations, they have smaller gardens and try to grow as much as they can in a small area. They have to be ruthless at the end of the season and pull the plants out at the end of summer so that they can plant their fall garden. To reduce the amount of work, they let their chickens into the garden, which is normally walled off with wire, and let their chickens and other poultry go to town on the leftover tomatoes, peppers, etc., before completely pulling everything. For those few days, they save a little bit on feed, provide a varied diet, and give their chickens some entertainment. The chickens drop their manure and help spread dead vegetation, which will then compost into the ground, adding nutrients to the soil. The remaining plants can then be pulled and composted. So the fifth way that you can use chickens in your garden is as bug patrol. And I can attest that chickens are excellent bug patrol, and they see things and scratch things up that we as humans would never find. It's actually quite amazing. I've talked a bit about this before, but we actually have dedicated bug patrol chickens on our farm, and they're chickens that are old and that no longer lay. We found that they're some of the best bug patrol I've ever seen on a farm, and that includes horse farms that use pesticides to kill insects. Now, I don't suggest using your chickens as bug patrol if you've planted seedlings, because you'll likely lose all of your plants since your chickens will either eat the plants or scratch them all up as they claw through the dirt. But right before you plant, let your chickens in there for a few days so that they can dig up things like grubs, other bugs that can interfere with your plants' health, or whatever else they happen to find in there. Chickens are also good at getting rid of ticks, and if you're outside for any length of time, I probably don't need to explain why that's advantageous. When your plants are established, you can then let your chickens into your garden again, but I do suggest watching them to make sure that they don't do too much damage to your plants. Chickens have a habit of going after things like tomatoes, lettuce leaves, all sorts of things, and they can do damage to plants very quickly, so I do suggest keeping an eye on them. But chickens are a great way to keep the bug population low, and I do heavily suggest them for that. Now, one way I like to use chickens on my homestead is to aid in composting. And this is in the garden, but also in our regular compost pile. So maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but we have horses on our homestead. And as you may or may not know, horses make a lot of manure. A lot of manure, let me tell you. So much that we've actually had neighboring farms ask us about composting it for them to use on their farms. So the one thing about horse manure is that it's huge, and when it dries, it can be pretty hard to break down. It kind of solidifies a little bit, solidifies a lot of it actually. But when it's fresh, the chickens make easy work out of breaking it down so that we can compost the manure more quickly. We also like to spread it in the garden during the fall so that it can break down over the winter, and the chickens help us by reducing the clumps of manure into a thinned out layer, and it makes it easier for us to spread. Now we do something similar with our quail poop. The quail live in a hutch, and the bottom of the hutch is hardware cloth. Quail don't roost like chickens, they like to sit on the ground and hide. So if you don't have a hardware cloth bottom to the quail hutch, the poop will accumulate and the quail will sit in the manure and it becomes this huge health issue. So we use hardware cloth in the bottom of our quail hutch, and the manure that the quail drop just drops to the ground. So the poop itself just drops into the ground, and it makes a cleaner cage for them. So the chickens love sorting through all of this poop and quail manure, and at the same time, they help compost it for us and break it down so that we can then put it into our gardens later in the winter after we've spread the horse manure onto the garden. So the final way that you can use chickens in your garden is to use them to spread mulch. And this is an idea we got from watching our horses spread stall shavings around. When we clean our horse stalls and rebed them, we don't bother spreading the new shavings around because the horses will do it for us. And that's whether they paw at the shavings to spread them, circle their stalls, or decide to roll in the shavings. Any way they do it, they still do the work for us. Now with chickens, it's no different. So it struck us one day as we were laying mulch around some blueberry bushes, why not let the chickens spread everything around and then go back and fix the areas they missed and smooth everything out? The chickens get some excitement being able to scratch to look for bugs and other goodies, and in turn our workload is reduced. Makes sense. Of course, if you have tender seedlings, I don't recommend using them to spread the mulch, using the chickens to spread the mulch, that is. But if it's the start of the season or at the end of the season, or if you're overwintering things like root vegetables or garlic, then letting your chickens spread the mulch for you might be useful. If you're using something like hay, then this is actually particularly useful. I've found when using hay as mulch, you can run into issues with weed seeds sprouting. So the weeds are in the hay already, and as you know, they are exposed to moisture and stuff, these seeds that are from weeds that just sprout and ruin your hay and ruin your garden and spread weeds everywhere, and you know, you get the point. Letting your chickens make a run over it reduces the potential weeds that can sprout while giving your flock something exciting to do. Personally, my chickens love sorting through hay and straw, and they find whatever it is that they find in there, and it's interesting to them, and they love it. So I'd love to hear about how you use chickens in your garden. So there's something I want you to do. I would love it if you dropped me a line at editor@thefrugalchicken.com to tell me how you use chickens in your garden. Now, if using chickens in your garden interests you, but you're still concerned about how to best feed them so that they're productive and lay nourishing eggs, as can sometimes be the case when you use them in your garden, since you're less able to control their diet, then you'll want to check out my new course, Feeding Your Hens Right, which you can see at feedingyourhensright.com. In this course, you'll learn how to feed your chickens so that they get an optimal diet and lay the most nourishing eggs possible. As we grow increasingly sophisticated in understanding where our food comes from and the repercussions of eating a poor quality diet, it's important to understand how your hen's diet affects the quality of her eggs. Anyone who has a wheat allergy and can't eat store-bought eggs will understand what I mean. A friend recently told me that if she feeds her chickens a wheat-based diet, her son, who is wheat intolerant, will get sick. So that right there is proof that your hen's diet does affect the quality of her eggs, and studies have shown the exact same thing. And I'm not making this up. Researchers have proven it in several studies. If feeding your family the most nutritious food possible is important to you, then you'll want to check out my new course. It's a 5-video workshop that you can access at any time. There's specific recipes for homemade feed that can be tailored to your particular needs, and you'll learn how to raise a happy, healthy flock of chickens. The URL for that course is feedingyourhensright.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.